League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's another great morning, Houston. We're live in East Downtown at Cobos Barbecue. Now, from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the guys you spend every morning with, John and Lance.
We didn't have enough dogs on the team last year. Too many cats, not enough dogs.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell and Cobos Q.
Hey!
Love it. Appreciate you guys. Thanks
here
for
we go.
Hey, stop on your way to work. We're right here on the way to downtown. If you're getting off 59, we're right on Chartres in Rusk. It's that first light after you exit here into downtown. It is just a great, great, great place to come and get your, hey, get your eats on before. He's got breakfast tacos. He puts puts eggs over easy on the barbacoa. If you want beans on there, you don't want beans on there, whatever the case may be. But what a breakfast taco we're talking about.
What a blessing that is.
Yes.
What a blessing that is.
Yes. To have Raul on our side. Thank God he's with us as opposed to against us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right?
Remember when all the men in Houston, Tom says, remember when all the men in Houston grew goatees to support support of the Killer Bees as they were winning? Yeah. First of all, I don't remember that, but maybe that was a thing. Do you think men around town will paint their
Killer
nails?
Killer Bees, Joel and Jeremy?
No.
Oh.
Don't?
They're the Killer Bees.
Bagwell.
Oh, Biggio, Berkman.
No, well, first of all, it can't be Killer
Sean
Bees.
Sean Bergman.
Because the only two that I can remember were Bagwell.
Sean Barry.
It was Caminiti and Bagwell were the only two that I remember that had goatees. But anyway,
whatever.
His question is, do you think men around Houston will paint their nails if the Rockets become elite? Okay, make this promise now. If the Rockets make the playoffs, you will paint your nails and keep it for 1 month. Make that promise now. You're a man of the people.
Paint your nails. That's what I said. You said it. The reason I can't is because you said it. I'm a man of the people.
I want you to go ahead and tell that to Lane Johnson. Chris,
what about catchers who paint their nails?
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're injured. They have to.
No,
the pitcher
that's
can
what I'm
see.
Saying.
Yeah, well, that,
are they
that,
not men?
That's manly, yes, but I like it too. But listen, no, I'm not promising to paint my fingernails. You know what? I love the Rockets, but I'm not painting my fingers for. You know what I want to do? I want to get them all dirty like Dylan Brooks. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my fingernails all dirty because that's what he does, the dirty work.
There was a guy named Brian Sloan in my high school. He came over from Willow Ridge.
I won't wash my hands for.
We had a guy in basketball who didn't cut his nails, and he did it on purpose so that he could scratch you and make you bleed when he was defending you. You'd be dribbling, and he was quack, quack. He would always slap at the ball. You'd have a handful of blood whenever you were leaving. Now that's like those guys who don't shower, offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Who want to be as stinky and as nasty
pee
as they can.
Pee themselves during the game.
Just so they can use that to their advantage. Same thing with growing your nails. If I'm Dylan Brooks, I'm, dirt under the nails, maybe scratch you and give you an infection. Absolutely.
No,
we're
not doing that. PW Buffalo says, I'm in the Animals Hall of Fame, so there. Maybe I'm not in the Italian-American Hall of Fame, but I'm in the Animals. I don't even know if I made that, if you want to know the truth. The Animals Hall of Fame. 713-780-3776, live at Cobos Q, looking for you to come on out and hang out with us here, Rusk and Chartres, before work this morning. Come and have a breakfast taco with Raul here. They are egg barbacoa breakfast taco with the over-easy eggs. Are you kidding me? Does that not sound like a breakfast this morning, people? Let's go. Texans, we've been talking Texans. Rockets got Memphis. The Texans got Tennessee this weekend in what looks like a really, really not great matchup for them. Although Tennessee hasn't been really, really good. I don't know that you have to be great to beat the Texans right now with all the injuries that they have. This has been, from the start of the season with Questenberry, with Kenyon Green, Titus Howard, with Nico going down, with Tank going down, with you know, how long has Ward been on the field? How everybody Stingley has been injured for how many games? Most of the games. I mean, this has been unbelievable. And yet here we are, over 500. I don't know. I really don't know that I could ask for more. And you know what? I'm okay if they don't win, if they don't win out, if they don't end up with a winning record. This season has been a huge, huge success. My worry is we saw. I honestly was thinking about this. We saw Dameon Pierce. How much did we love Dameon Pierce last year?
Oh my God!
And look at him.
He was
this year.
He was the only thing to grasp onto.
Look at him this year.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
he's a show. Maybe this offense doesn't fit him. Maybe they got to move him to another team that where he's more suited.
You know, there's certain.
When Bobby Slowick leaves because he's getting a head coaching job, maybe he goes back into an offense that's better for him.
No, it'll be zones. Like, you can run different plays for him, but then you're kind of predictable. I mean, he's got to learn to become a better zone scheme runner. And zone scheme runner is basically what you're doing is you're running, you're reading the outside end in most cases, and then based on what he's doing, and sometimes you look up to the second level, you decide – to either take it around the corner, which he's not fast enough to do, or you plant a foot and you hit a one cut and you get downhill. Now, he can make quick little short shifty cuts, but he's just not running with decisiveness, which is a problem. And the offensive line is not blocking it up as well as it needs to be blocked up. So it's twofold. But they didn't – you know, I mean, he was running last year, and I would argue that – I mean, what was so great about the offensive line last year? I mean, Kenyon Green was in there. Now, Kenyon is a better run blocker.
He's a better run blocker than pass blocker.
Yeah, but – But you know, two games where Devin Singletary was the full workload guy, he had two great games.
Yeah.
Two great games. So I do worry that Dameon Pierce maybe is just never going to be the same factor. And if that's the case, then have Singletary with the workload, with more of the workload.
Well, that's like, so crazy that
we
wish.
Why they go back to Pierce?
I wish that we wish that Devin Singletary has maybe double the carries that Dameon Pierce does.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, Pierce did it for one – frankly, did it for 1 year period. He wasn't given a lot of carries in college, but he's got talent. He's a hard runner. Well, I don't care who it is. Just that's running backs are – unless you got a key star, running backs can flip them in and out. From year to year, it can change. Whatever. Whoever the good one is, just do it. And the other one can be the hammerhead. That's fine. Dameon Pierce can be the short yardage hammerhead. He's good around the goal line. You saw he broke Tank Dell's legs in half. I mean, he didn't actually, but you don't want to get in front of Dameon Pierce.
No, I don't want
to. He won angry runs for the year last year.
Don't bring up Tank Dell's injury again, because that's all it does is make me angry. Is there – okay, do we have examples of somebody playing nearly as well as C.J. Stroud and not playing that well after that? Carson Wentz?
Yeah. Don't say that.
No. This is a fear of mine.
Well, Deshaun, that doesn't count to me. He took 2 years off, so I don't even – almost 2 years. I don't count that. And a lot of mental anguish. Carson Wentz – but Carson Wentz played well for about 3 years. Or he was
– He got his contract.
He played where he had no help. Wide receivers were all hurt. I remember Greg Ward was his top wide receiver at one point.
Yeah.
And he still played pretty well that year, and then he fell completely off of a cliff. I don't think C.J. Stroud – I'm trying to think – you know, Lamar didn't play – after he won, he's never played as well after his MVP year. Like, he's never had the same passing numbers since then.
Yeah, but that wasn't his first. He's still good.
That was his second year.
He's still very good.
Yeah, he's good.
It was his first year as a full-time starter, right?
Because he didn't start off starter. As a starter. As a the next 2 years weren't that good as a passer. This year, he's much better.
He's better.
This year, he
well,
has
and now he's better. Got a real offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
Monken,
he has gotten much better. Yeah. Oh, no, Greg Roman is
But he actually didn't do him. He's much better with Monken.
Lamar just didn't throw the ball. Well, teams got a beat on him. You push him
well,
to
is
outside.
That a possibility with CJ?
I don't think so because I don't think this – no, I don't think so because I think CJ Stroud – has shown that he's got the ability to beat you in all areas of the field. I mean, he can beat you deep intermediate. He can throw the deep ball. He can check down and find. As long as he doesn't play hero ball and stays in the pocket. When I say in the pocket, I mean like the phrase in the pocket. When he stays in rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't mind him extending plays. But the hero ball stuff, don't do that. Just make plays on time. I think C.J. Stroud's going to be a real
my
problem.
My greatest
problem for years to come.
My greatest fear is he loses Slowick, but this is the problem that I've when he was drafted is you don't have an offensive coordinator as your head coach, so there's a chance that he leaves. And then you don't have a Kyle Shanahan disciple.
I'm going to say something you might not like. You're being soft.
Yeah.
He's being soft with the Texans.
The whole day.
The Titans thing,
he's afraid of that.
Bobby Slowick leaves, like, the first-time coordinator. CJ won't be any good.
They just got their ass kicked by Zach Wilson.
Are we playing the Mariners this week? Why are you so afraid of
Zach Wilson? You can shut your ass kicked by Zach Wilson. That's trending
future.
Well. And you don't have CJ Stroud.
Was he the second pick of the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He sucks.
Yeah. Second pick of the draft.
Yeah, they all suck. All the second quarterbacks ever.
Stop operating in fear.
Ryan Leafs, RG3, Zach Wilson.
CJ Stroud.
No. Yeah.
So is that why you're afraid?
Well, that's right. That's exactly what I'm afraid. That's exactly
why
I'm
operating in fear. Stop living your Texas life in fear.
I'm living in fear because I got so – you know what? This has been
Bobby Slowick's going to leave us. How can CJ Stroud survive without Bobby Slowick?
A first-time coordinator.
I promise. I know I'll never do it again. I just want Bobby Slowick back. Please don't press charges, officer. I mean, we're going to be okay. You sound like an episode of Cops. We're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. If Bobby Slowick leaves, somebody else will come up. It's not going to be – C.J. Stroud isn't doing this all because of Bobby Slowick. Was Joe Brady the reason for Joe Burrow, or was Joe Burrow the reason for Joe Brady?
Joe Burrow is what made Joe Brady. We saw him in Carolina.
Maybe C.J. Stroud is –
Joe Burrow is a different animal. Come on, stop.
Maybe C.J. Stroud is
making – quarterbacks of all time.
Maybe C.J. Stroud is making – when he plays. Maybe C.J. Stroud is making Bobby Slowick. He's helping him for sure.
Oh, he is. No question. No question. C.J. Stroud is.
And you know what? Bobby Slowick has nothing to do with his accuracy. He's been this accurate forever.
Yeah.
That's who he is. Has nothing to do with Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, but I like this offense for C.J. That's for sure. That's for sure. We got to get – could Gerard Johnson move in? We saw Pep Hamilton move in before.
All right, real quick, let's get Richard on here to talk about John's Texans fears. What's going on, Richard? How are we doing? Richard, you there?
No, he's not there. Beat it, Richard. My Texans fears. I'm just a realist, okay? And you know what else I am? I want you to go to gimmethevin.com. John Clay Wolf was with us in studio yesterday.
Almost got us canceled.
He almost did get us canceled when he said something, and you know what? It just went by everybody.
I don't know if it did. He did that smear the whatever he said.
Yeah,
I'm not going to repeat it.
He did that.
Yeah.
But then when he was talking about five-star
units. Yeah.
Yeah. That was awful. Anyway, John Clay Wolf, that's just John Clay Wolf being John Clay Wolf. That's what John Clay Wolf do. John Clay Wolf is in the city of Houston. He hasn't been here for a while, but this was his first market. And then he went up to Dallas and started that up there. And the guy down here gave him this area as well. And he's turned this into a multi-billion-dollar business. It's unbelievable. And he works all the time. That's the thing I got against him. He's always working. He says, I ain't got time for nothing. I got to work all the time. That's great. That's on you. If you want to be a billionaire, okay, whatever. That's not me. That's not my life. But you know what, John Clay Wolf, you continue to be a billionaire. You know how he does it? He gives you more for your car. He gives you more for your vehicle, and that's how he does it. He pays more, but like he said before, he said, you know, I may hit 60-some percent, 70-some percent. I'm going to lose money on these, on some of them. I'm going to make money on some of them, but I'm going to get those cars because I'm going to give you more. So if you're going to sell your car, there's one place that you have to go. Yeah, maybe you'll sell it to somebody else, but know what it's going to be worth at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude,
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Or like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
Hey guys, let's talk about your outdoor space. What's it look like? You had a backyard, is it all torn up? Maybe it's nice, you got it the way you like, you just feel like, I don't obviously spend any time out there. I mean, what am I going to do? It's the grass. Well, how about you turn it into an outdoor living space? And I'm talking about television, sound system. I'm talking about a roof that's pitched and built onto your home. They're basically building a room extension that is outdoors for you with the outdoor living space. They can build kitchens in there with high-end appliances, the best natural stone and granite. You're going to have all of that, the travertine floor. I mean, they will work with you on exactly what you're looking for. You tell them what you are considering, and they will design it for you. They'll build it out. And then if you're like me where you don't know exactly what you want, they'll be the ones to show you and design and give you a rendering that is so lifelike, you'll be able to see yourself living in that outdoor living space. It's that great. They do pool houses. They do pools. They do everything that you can imagine outdoors. That's why they are TCPOutdoors.com. Check them out online. Go look at the before and afters and see what your home could look like. See what your life could look like. TCPOutdoors.com.
Smell the smoke and the meat coming from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios this morning. Live at Cobos Barbecue in East Downtown, it's John, Lance, and Dale.
Welcome back. Live at Cobos Q, Rusk and Chartres. We got tacos going already, right? How we doing? How we doing over there?
Looking good.
We're going to have a taco eating contest. We want you here at 9:15. See if you can stand the heat. If you can stand the heat.
Cobos has, it's Cobos and his kitchen manager been cooking up some different salsas of different heat units, different Scoville units. See how I did that, John? Scoville units, mm-hmm. We call it. And we're going to find out what you're really made of. They'll gradually progress, and we'll see. I mean, some people can handle heat really, really well. We will find out. Who do you think is the most, if I just tell you just in general, who's the most gangster coach in college football?
The most gangster?
Yeah. In a very general sense. My goodness.
What the hell is that?
What are you watching there?
You're the one you told me to watch.
I know. I can't. We can't do a show with computers on.
No.
All right. Who's the most gangster coach in college football? Don't overthink it.
No, it's the guy from the TV show. Jason Brown.
No, in college football today.
Oh, today. Oh, yeah. Who's the most?
I just think it's Nick Saban.
Gangster?
Yeah. Nick Saban. Nick Saban will tell you. Do you remember when Nick Saban tried to slow Texas A&M?
Okay. How I would describe
let me
him.
Tell you how. Let me tell you why. Here's Texas A&M's beating them with Johnny Manziel and a hurry-up offense. We got to stop this. People are going to get hurt badly playing too fast. So he tried to change the rules. Then whenever you have, you know, NIL came out, he was crying about NIL. It's no fair. Nick always does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, who's the most gangster pro coach, NFL coach?
Brandon Staley?
Belichick.
It's Belichick.
Oh.
Belichick literally is the biggest cheater in the history of the world.
Yeah.
He spied on the Bengals when they were terrible. He had people filming the Bengals when they were bad. Did you see what Nick Saban did yesterday?
No, I didn't see it.
Straight out of the Bill Belichick book. He hired a former coach yesterday from Michigan, a linebacker coach that they got rid of in 2022. He hired him yesterday to come in. A guy by the name of George Hilo is going to be on the staff before they play Michigan. He was on Jim Harbaugh's staff.
Do you think that helps? How much do you think?
Yeah, they're going to basically, he's going to tell them everything he knows. It's the same way that Bill Belichick brings in players off of off of teams, and he wants to know everything from the playbook. You're going to know what their defensive calls are. Yeah, I think it'll help some. I think he's doing it for a reason. I don't think you usually hire coaches before a playoffs. You pretty much got your, you know.
Yeah.
You pretty much got everything set.
See this often.
No, you don't.
That
see
is
this
a
often.
Gangster move. You're right. No, that's a gangster move. No question. You bring in, yeah. Well, didn't the Texans bring in? They brought in a jet. Yeah. Last week.
Yeah. No.
How'd that work out?
No, Nick. Well.
Yeah. How'd that work out? Because he knew all the. Yeah, we're gonna take advantage of all your defense.
Well, he didn't tell us about all the Zach Wilson stuff they had planned.
Yeah, they didn't tell us that Zach Wilson would kick your ass. Who could have told you that Zach Wilson was going to kick
literally
your ass?
Nobody.
No one ever. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got Rockets in action tonight against Memphis. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing that on the road. Still no Ja. He's not coming back till the 19th against New Orleans. Longer suspension, Ja's, or what Draymond is going to go through?
Probably
Ja.
Because who's going to have the longest suspension?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, I think he'll be. I think he'll
because
be
they set it up where Draymond, as long as he does the work, then he can come back.
They've given him an out.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Oh, is that our guy?
No,
that's not Paul Gallant on the right.
Is it?
That is Paul Gallant.
How come Paul's taking your name?
How come
Paul Gallant's on Channel 26 and he's taking all your shine?
How come he gets to show up in studio?
I already shined earlier this morning, okay?
No, this is a Paul Gallant. Look at Paul Gallant talking about
he went in studio with a stupid sweater on.
Paul Gallant is a star that this station
needs.
Well,
he has a day off. He's not working today with us.
He's not?
No.
He took the day off to go on Nate Show?
I don't know why he did it. But
he's on Channel 26 right now.
Actually, I don't know if he has a day off. I think he has a day off next.
First, Sean Stellato steals all your Italian stuff, and he
now
shames
he's stealing
you.
No. Nate
now
Griffin?
Paul's got all your TV stuff.
No, Paul won't be.
And next, Joey Votto gets your wife.
No, that's just his dream. That's not happening. That's disrespectful.
Whoa. My wife. You bring my wife into this?
Yes.
Yeah, you bring my wife into this?
Don't dab.
You disrespected the family a little bit.
A little bit.
No, a little bit.
Westbrook.
You got a little out of line yourself.
I think Paul will be here. He has the Christmas party off. Somehow he got out of that.
How did he get out of the Christmas party?
He's got some probably
just took the day off.
What is his sweater? It's Santa Claus and Jesus? Is that it?
Yes.
My goodness. Jesus did not hang out with Santa Claus, Paul.
You don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You don't
I'm
know.
Sorry. Santa Claus isn't one of the saints?
Saint Nicholas.
Yes.
Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, but he didn't. There was
so they hung out. They've had to hung out.
Who? The Apostle Saint Nicholas?
No. Yeah, you didn't get deep enough in the Bible.
Yeah,
it's in there somewhere.
Oh no, there's no.
Get back into the good book, John.
It's in the back.
Saint Nicholas actually is a German invention, I think.
No, what were we talking about?
Get back into the good book, okay?
Hold on. What were we talking about? We were talking about John doing the work.
Suspension, yeah.
Oh yeah, they've given him an out. I mean, they've given Draymond an out, like, okay, I did the work.
I don't think so. I think they're really going to put the hammer to him.
Ja got 25. You think they're suspending Draymond for 25?
Well, he's already got five, don't forget.
Yeah, but
he's already been gone
so
five.
So that's why he's another 25?
I think the number could be 20.
Well, that's a separate suspension. 20 is still less than Ja, though.
No, 20. He's already been suspended five.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I know that.
Is the rest of the year too much?
I think it's
probably too much.
It's probably too much. But you know what? You got to catch Draymond's attention. Five didn't catch his attention.
Nothing's catching his attention.
He choked out Rudy Gobert, got five games, and then he came right back slapped Nurkic.
They said the problem is Golden State. I read this yesterday that somebody inside, either formerly inside or inside the building there, said Steve Kerr in the front office ownership, they did not punish him for Jordan Poole for punching his own teammate. They had his back for last year when he stomped on Sabonis, had no punishment there, that he's had all these issues. So now they can't punish. It's like it's too late. They didn't set the precedent, and now he doesn't listen to them. He doesn't care. It's kind of like Steven Silas, right? You're going to tell guys after 2 years that they need to play harder on defense? It's too late. You set a soft standard, and they're not going to follow it. Somebody else said that he targets –
European
players. Who said that?
Yeah, Nick Young said that.
Nick Young said he targets European players.
Well, he does. Look at Rudy.
Rudy Gobert.
Well, Jordan Poole's not.
Nurkic.
True.
That was a teammate, yeah. And then, you know, in that article, they pointed out some other players, LeBron, you know, who are not European. But
Jordan Poole.
Right now, it's just he's got a real issue. He's got a real issue, an anger issue that they probably need to –
he's not learning anything by the five-game suspension with Gobert. He comes right back and does it. I think this is going to be an extended vacation for Draymond, and he's going to go, what the hell? Maybe Draymond, you'll learn something this time.
Honestly, I think 20 probably is appropriate. Anything less is not. But
it's not going to teach him anything.
You think 20 will? 20 no paycheck? That's
a lot.
I don't catch his attention.
That's a pretty big.
But he needs more than just no paycheck. Same thing with John Moran. It wasn't about him not getting paid or losing sponsors. It's about talking to somebody. Like Draymond needs some help with whatever he's got going on because he needs therapy because that man is super angry.
Well, how about Kevin Durant said, I hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah.
Nurkic said, I hope he gets the help he needs.
No, they think that, I mean.
That brother needs.
I think he does have issues that needs to be addressed because he's got impulse and anger issues that are pretty, I mean, it's pretty bad the way he lashes out.
All right, Sean, what's the order of guys on hold here? Who's up?
Let's go to Keith first.
Keith, what's going on, Keith?
Hey, guys, love the show. Congrats on the award, John. I do want to throw a throwback You guys had a movie premiere maybe 20 years ago of Semi-Pro at the IMAX off I-10 and 610. I was there. I don't know if you remember that, but I was there. So,
yep.
Congrats on the award there. You guys mentioned Carson Wentz without me, so I got to chime in. You know, I thought I was the only one who brought up Carson Wentz. 2020 season, he had a six-game, one-year wonder, Travis Fulgham at receiver. Do you remember him, Lance? He went crazy for like 5 to 6 games, and I've never heard of him since. See you guys.
He just wanted to mention Travis Fulgham.
Yeah, he came over from the Colts, I think.
Yeah, and he thinks that's Tank Dell and C.J. Stroud.
No, you just gave him an in to talk about Carson Wentz.
Don't even spend any more time on it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. It's
what Keith does.
Yeah. What's the next thing that we're talking about?
Who's next?
Chris.
Who's next, Sean?
We got Chris.
Let's get Chris, and then we got to hit a break. What up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show. I actually had an NFL draft question. I know it's not too early ever to talk NFL draft with Lance, and especially offensive line with Lance. I know the NFL's policies on dress codes. Lance, the left tackle for Washington, he rolls his shirt up all the way underneath his shoulder pads and wears Daisy Duke for legs, for his pants. Is he going to be allowed to do that in the NFL? Then what's his draft stock? And I'll hang up and listen.
I haven't watched him yet. Now, one thing I'm not going to write up in a scouting report is weaknesses. Where's Daisy Dukes? I don't think I'm going to put that, but if I find he is wearing Daisy Dukes, I will put that as questionable clothing choice. But the NFL will get that under control. We like conformity in the NFL. Let's see. Yeah, I mean,
who does kind of do
it,
that?
It looks like he wears shorts. Yeah, but no, we'll get that under control. Don't you worry about that. Just a few $25,000 fines, and we'll get that taken care of.
No question.
So don't worry, Chris. You don't have to worry about that. We like conformity in the league, so we'll get the socks right, we'll get the pants right, and we'll get the shirt right. Either that, or he can just keep paying us money. And by us, I mean Roger Goodell and not me.
713-780-3776. We'll get you in. We're live at Cobos Q. We want you to come on by, hang out. We already had... Now, I buy Coors Lights for everybody. Lance didn't buy Meister Nobel for everybody. So there's the difference. Man of the people, not man of the people.
Well, Coors Lights.
But I was
going to
listen,
fair.
I did a shot of Meister Nobel with you and Raul. And I got to tell you, I said, if it ain't smooth, they're going to catch it. But yeah. I want to tell you what, it was smooth.
It was smooth. It's Meister Nobel. And that's the silver. That's like the standard. The silver is what you're making margaritas with. But you can also sip it. It is smooth, and it's got a little hint of sweetness. But you want to go even smoother? How about the Añejo? How about the Cristalino? The Cristalino is a blend of three different tequilas. They charcoal filter it for clarity. They age it. And this is – Maestro Nobel is a really smooth tequila with a little bit of a sweetness, a hint of sweetness in it. Has a great finish. It's something that people who love tequilas, people who are tequila aficionados, I think you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised. It comes from Mexico. It's big in Mexico. And it's really starting to take hold here in the States. And if you haven't had it yet, buy yourself a bottle. I don't care if it's a Reposado, the Añejo, the Cristalino, the silver, the smoke silver, if you like smoky cocktails. That's a great opportunity for you to have a really premium tequila at a very affordable price. They've got a very reasonable price point on the Maestro Nobel, and yet this is a premium tequila. Make no mistake. As soon as you taste it, you'll see that for yourself. Wherever fine liquors are sold, if you don't have the Maestro Nobel near you, make sure you ask for it by name. It's Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tiff just popped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl.
Hey, you guys ready to hit home run? Best Christmas gift for your special someone? Pajamagram's famous naturally nude pajamas are going to make you a holiday hero. So good they sell out every single year. You got to get them now because, listen, Christmas is coming up. We ain't that far away now. Naturally nude pajamas are known for ultimate comfort and style, soft and silky, better than lingerie, with a curved, caressing fit. And the kicker, when you order naturally nude pajamas today, you get a free naturally nude nightie. $75 value, okay? 2-in-1 complete gift, and they will gift wrap it for you. If you ask me, that's one easy holiday gift that is sure to make her happy. Listen, we all know how good it feels to win Christmas. Why not win this Christmas? Hurry. Go to Pajamagram today for naturally nude pajamas before they sell out. That's naturally nude pajamas at pajamagram.com.
It's another amazing Friday, Houston, and the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are in East Downtown at Cobos Barbecue. Let's join our resident masters of smoky meat, John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back live at Cobos Q. We got the people walking in. Lance is busy right now. Lance, okay, so I mentioned I'm a man of the people, and I buy Coors Lights for everybody, right? And you didn't buy anybody Maestro Dobel. Now what are you doing? You're buying everybody Maestro Dobel. You know why? Hit it, Sean.
Shame. Shame.
John shamed you into being a man of the people.
Oh, keep it going.
Shame.
He has to hit. He has to keep hitting it over and over again.
Shame.
Shame. I had to shame you into being a man of the people. That's what I had to do. But you know what? They're all the beneficiaries right there of Maestro Dobel. Nicely done.
Warming up, Chris. I'm about to.
So that's your second.
You're
going to
write up guys today?
Yeah.
I love his.
I got to.
His hips are so sweet.
I got to. I'm not going to say I like his hips.
I love
Stop
his
saying
hips.
I'm.
Hey, cowboy boy, move along. Get out of here with
cowboy
that.
Boy.
Cowboy boy. That's disrespectful.
Right. Get out of here. This is a Braves fan?
Yeah, he's the worst.
And then he wears Astros gear on top of it.
He's an
and
antagonist.
Now he's got. He's just a hater to the city
he's
of Houston.
He's an antagonist.
He is. He antagonizes us all. He wore Braves in here.
I saw that.
He had the gall.
I know.
When the Astros were playing him in the World Series.
Hey, we had something happen yesterday that we didn't even. I didn't even see this. I didn't see it on Wednesday, and I just saw it today. Did you see college athletes who were denied the chance to play immediately after transferring a second time can return to competition for now after a federal judge issued a 14-day temporary restraining order Wednesday? A hearing on the restraining order is scheduled for the 27th of December. NCAA rules allow underclassmen to transfer once without having to sit out a year, but an additional transfer as an undergraduate generally requires the NCAA to grant a waiver allowing the athlete to compete immediately. Strongly against this. If you don't have, it should be, one is free, the second one you have to wait a year. It prevents this free agency move of bouncing from team to just collect paychecks. I mean, that's not, that really flies in the face of you trying to get a degree. You're taking up a scholarship. You're taking up a scholarship from someone else, right? So this is not, I think they need to stay
pretty
strong.
That's something that might make it work, but. Well, and here's the deal, too, is
if, it's
if you
want open, to
be realistic about it, listen, if you say, well, coaches can move anytime they want, coaches don't move to another team and then leave after 1 year. I mean, how many instances of that are that? That's just, it's the reality of it is if a coach moves, because they'll say, well, wait a minute, coaches can go whenever they want, why can't we go whenever we want? And that's, the, you know what, there is something to that. The proliferation of coaches' salaries and their movement in the college football game has I think it's the best argument for having free agency in for the players. Because if the coaches can do it and make all that money, why are we the only ones that can't benefit the same way?
And frankly, we're focusing on the head coaches, but it's not like kids don't go to schools for assistance. The guy who personally recruited them for years, and those guys move far more often than
the
head coach
true.
Will.
That's
yeah,
true.
But
and they might leave after
look,
a year,
look,
too, for a better job.
You have to recognize the danger you do to your sport. Your golden goose, you're going to keep squeezing that goose a little too hard. I don't think there's anything wrong with having – you literally have already –
I know,
gone
but
from,
you're anti it all the – you're always anti
No, wait a minute.
So.
We've already
– You've been anti – but you've been anti the movement of players anyway. So
– No, I've been pro-rules. Well, I've been pro rules. They've always been allowed
to
move.
You didn't like the transfer portal at all
okay,
anyway.
So now
you've been so anti-portal.
Hold on. Let me say something. You're allowed to transfer now with nothing. Why shouldn't you have to set out the second one?
Well, because nobody has to set out the second one. The coaches don't have to. They don't have to sit out a second one.
Coaches don't
they
leave.
They can go immediately to
coaches
another one.
Coaches don't leave year after year after year. They don't.
Well, but Dell brought up college coaches, and they do.
Assistants.
Assistants.
They will move.
Hold on. Well, why is the coach – Let me ask you something.
Because it, why because is it's all one business.
Same, why is
it's all one business.
No, no, it's not.
But you have different rules for people who make money and people who don't.
But why do you think it's good if people can go poach your players if there's not?
It's like that, the poaching is a different story.
But, John, it's happening. You don't like the poaching, but you like all the other stuff. It's either one or the other.
No,
which
no,
one
no,
do you
no.
like?
How about actually have some integrity and don't poach people off other teams?
Come
if
on.
They're on other teams.
Don't have some integrity. That doesn't matter. You already know that doesn't matter.
Well, that's a different so that's a different argument. Totally different.
They gotta
argument.
Win.
Again, you're arguing
win.
Something totally different when you're talking about pitch.
You're saying something that doesn't exist.
Well,
there is
but
no
if
integrity.
A kid wants to leave, if he doesn't like the
let
situation that he's in, even if he has left, but don't penalize him. Why are you penalizing someone because they want to leave?
They're not penalizing him. They're just saying a second transfer. So
it is a penalty. I can't play.
Why
you're
can't
making
you?
Me not be able
no,
to play.
That's not a penalty. Why can't you have a rule? Well, why can't you have a simple
but
rule?
That's penalizing the kid.
You're saying anything that the kid doesn't like is a penalty. That's not – anything isn't a penalty. A second transfer where you have to wait out a year. So what? You still maintain – you can say you can still maintain your eligibility. You keep a redshirt year, you still maintain your eligibility.
What does
that's
that
not
rule,
hurting you.
Who benefits from you have to sit a year? Who's that benefit?
What it does is it prevents a little bit of chaos, just a
Lance,
little bit.
At least you've been consistent. You haven't wanted the portal. You haven't wanted I'm players play, paid. You haven't wanted any
I,
of it.
No, but, I'm very consistent.
But the chaos.
I think there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, and I think the chaos is bad for college.
The chaos comes from the adults in the room who can't control themselves. So you want to put a rule in place.
But here's some
yes, that's exactly
this is where this is where you're not consistent. You didn't like it when Dana was complaining about the chaos.
I did.
But then
Dana can complain all he wants. It's how it is.
But
you can complain all you want about it. But
did
guess
you
what?
Like it? That people are getting recruited off his roster.
That's not. See, that's
I'm
a totally.
You,
different,
I'm asking you a question.
Dell is right. You are.
Okay.
It's the adults in the room that are ruining it.
It
not the kids.
It doesn't matter. You have to have restrictions, or they won't. That's why you have salary caps too. Because if you don't, it goes crazy. I'm asking you this question. If you say, okay, you can get one transfer, but you can't get a second transfer without waiting, it limits the amount of people who can poach your players. Don't you see that that's a safeguard against poaching, which you don't like?
No, it's not. How about don't poach because you are an adult? You have integrity. It's the college.
Oh,
you're not.
God.
It's against the rules to poach a player
don't
from
poach.
Another team.
It's against the rules.
This is the
it's
problem.
It's against the rules
that's,
to pay players.
But, wait,
but that's
stop.
The problem.
You're, that, because you're worried about the coaches who are the adults in the room getting paid.
Stop saying
breaking the rules.
People have been paid. It's not even just coaches. It's alumni. It's not coach. It's actually more alumni than coaches.
No, it's not. It's this coaches. Is, it's absolutely
because
coaches.
Coaches have to win because of alumni, or they get fired.
No, they
yes.
have to win because
the
they
pressure,
want their money.
The pressure on coaches is to win is enormous.
So they cheat.
They have.
So that's
to.
Okay, but we
and
have the, to stop.
And
that.
Who do you think funds?
So the players
it?
Have to sit out because coaches
it?
Cheat.
No, what I'm saying is
yes, that's exactly what you're saying.
No, you safeguard. Oh, you're acting like poor players. You can't have a second transfer play with your third school in three. You're acting like there's no benefits for the players at all. They now have unlimited amounts of money that they can make. They now can transfer with no penalty. They can transfer
just like
once
coaches,
with no
exactly
penalty.
Like coaches.
Yeah, and you're acting like I mean you're acting like this is somehow everyone is being beaten down and they're downtrodden.
No, I don't think it's that. I just think I maybe John does. I'm fundamentally against putting a rule in place to stop movement because. The coaches can't control themselves. You just admitted it. The coaches can't control
the
themselves. So
we got to start saying the university.
Whatever. Coaches, university. The coaches are the face of the university.
Who do you think is financing this? It's
I
not
know.
The coaches.
I know, but the coaches are telling guys, I need that guy. I want that guy.
I can
how
tell
much
you
is it going to cost?
I can tell you this from knowing people who are doing this right now. There are, especially at some universities, in the SEC, for example, there are guys who are big, big money guys who are making decisions for coaches, this is what needs to happen. And what I'm telling you is the idea that the grown-ups in the room are going to control themselves, people have been – tell that to SMU.
No, we don't believe
they
that they are.
Paying players has been illegal forever.
No one thinks they are. No
that.
One thinks they're going to control themselves. I just think we're putting a rule in place because they can't. And who does it adversely
and
affect?
And it's hurting the kids,
no, they
not the coaches.
Who is it hurting? One kid who said that – he had mental health issues, and he wanted to go to West
Virginia.
I'm reading this.
So I go to a place. The coach is an a-hole. I don't like. I transferred to that place. He promised me a bunch of stuff, which college coaches do every single time, and they don't deliver on it because they got you locked in now. And then I say, well, I don't like it here. I don't want to be here. It's not. You didn't. You promised me. You promised me all this stuff. You didn't deliver on it. And now I'm stuck here,
you
and I have to go sit another year somewhere?
You promised me all this stuff. You sound like an entitled
Gen Z. You promised me all this stuff and you didn't deliver.
No, coaches are...
Wait a minute.
Slow down. Coaches are a-holes that promise stuff. I'm telling you, some of the worst people in the world are college coaches.
And also college coaches.
And kids, yes.
They're
bad, too.
Let's quit acting like it's one way.
I didn't say it's one way. I said college coaches do this. So listen.
And what about kids?
Yeah, college, and sometimes kids aren't good. Yeah. And maybe they're in a bad place. I'm just so anti. We have to punish the kids because the coaches are a-holes or coaches don't deliver on their promises. And coaches can do whatever the F they want to do all the
NCAA
time.
NCAA literally made a change that you wanted, and now you want them to make another change. Like, when does that stop?
I'm not changing.
They changed. They said, now you don't have to wait anymore. We'll let you transfer immediately.
That's right.
But the caveat is you can't, because we don't want you just moving from space to space to go collect money. We don't want you doing that and creating this instability with programs. So we're going to say you have to wait a year. We're not even going to say you can't transfer a second time. You just have to wait a year like it used to be. And we'll still let you maintain your eligibility.
If their reasoning,
what's wrong with that?
If their reasoning went beyond our coaches can't control themselves, I might agree with you. But if the reasoning is strictly, well, the coach will poach, the coach can't control himself, they're going to be offering these kids money, the universities will offering the kids money, then I think it's a terrible rule, because all you're telling everyone is, these guys we can't control, so we'll control them.
Well, colleges,
that's the only way we can do it.
The fact that we're having this conversation and that the courts are now stepping in and you've got injunctions, college is kind of screwed. Because this thing is completely out of control right now. If you read this case with West Virginia, this kid just says, well, I grew up on an Indian reservation and I lost people to COVID. So I found out that this coach at West Virginia also grew up on an Indian reservation. So I want to leave. I know I went from Montana to Washington. I want to leave again and go to West Virginia because he also grew up on an Indian reservation. And I have mental health issues. Well, I don't know. It sounds a little suspicious to me. If you really want to know the truth.
All right. No, Chase says West Virginia doing the Lord's work. Okay. Look at West Virginia killing the NCAA. Heroes. We got to break it. I got to talk about Doc Manavese. How many of you get up in the middle of the night and pee all the time? All right. Go see Doc Manavese. Ralph.
Stop bragging, Ralph.
Ralph. Okay. Ralph's like, yeah, I like to pee all the time. And you know what? Go to the bathroom when you do it, though, Ralph. Here's the deal. Okay. Here's the deal. If you got to get up multiple times during the night, if you're somebody that can't start and stop, if you're somebody that, you know, is peeing constantly over the course of the day and you can't control your bladder, you need Doc Manavese. Doc Manavese is here for you. If you have an arthritic knee, Doc Manavese has a procedure that is so easy, non-invasive. It's the same with the prostate procedure, non-invasive. Okay? The old way was to cut up your prostate. Oh, my God. You want to talk about painful? Well, Doc Manavese says if it's not cancerous, she's going to be able to just give you an IV. It'll take about 45 minutes, and you are going to – your prostate will no longer be enlarged. She's going to shrink your prostate. It can't get any better than this, people. If you feel like maybe you have an enlarged prostate, all you need to do is go to 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, because every day is Children's Day.
Oh, hello there, children.
Time for me to talk about the game tomorrow. UT is going to be taking on LSU at 11 a.m. at Toyota Center tomorrow. Oh, and then U of H is going to take on Texas A&M. Let's go, baby. This is the biggest. I mean, this is going to be – we're going to be front and center in college basketball. It is going to be the biggest event in college basketball tomorrow right here at Toyota Center. And you can get your tickets at toyotacenter.com. Toyotacenter.com. Now, the lower bowl is all sold out, but you can get the upper deck right now. Get there. And you want to be in the building. Absolutely, you want to be. And listen, the upper deck at Toyota Center is still a great place to watch a game. It ain't like you're at NRG where you're so far away from the action. It's always, 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 you know, filled up for Rockets games and whatnot, and it's still great seats. So if you're looking to get there, and oh, by the way, it's a lot more affordable to be up there. So if you're looking for seats, you want to be in that building, you got tickets right now at toyotacenter.com. It's going to be the biggest event in college basketball tomorrow, and it's right here in the city of Houston. It's toyotacenter.com.
You're back in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Cobos Barbecue in East Downtown. Here's your pitmasters, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Your brother Mike is getting in this thing. Okay.
Mike's in everything.
Well, so Jackie says.
Mike is lit. So I had Jeremy Branham said, do you have a brother named Mike Zierlein? What did he do this time? I know he's arguing with you. He had a long-term fight with Adam
Clanton.
Well,
Jackie says
you,
at least coaches.
Jeremy Branham.
Jackie says at least coaches generally have buyouts. If there's a really free-for-all for players, do the same. Buyouts of some type.
Coaches
are getting out of contracts that they're under. That's why there's buyouts. If their contract is up, they leave with no buyout.
But the university
there's no buyout when the coach's contract is up. NIL money doesn't. It's a year-to-year deal. Once you leave the program for the transfer portal, you're no longer getting paid.
But coach,
you're not under contract
anymore.
But
the university makes money.
But the university
on the buyout.
They're still under contract. That's why they're buyouts.
But my point is, the university gets money. If a player wants to leave, they should get a transfer fee. The university that's losing the player.
No,
why not?
You want the players to pay the university?
Are you kidding me?
Is that ridiculous?
He wants Texas to give Houston money for Matthew Golden.
$250,000.
That's what he wants. Like soccer
transfer fee.
That's what he wants.
Why would you think that I said the player should pay?
That's what they want. Have buyouts
because you're so against the players. That's why.
A transfer fee
from one team from one school to another.
Yes,
and then
if you buy a player who you invested in. They should just – if we're going to use the international soccer model, you should have
to pay a transfer fee. But the thing about transfer fees are the team –
because that's what a buyout is.
The team has to agree to sell the player. That still limits the player's movement because a team can say, no, you're not getting my player.
Well, but those players are under contract.
I know. That's the
players aren't under contract anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you just make it tiers. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. And if you lose a Tier 1 player, then that team gets, $300,000.
Like a compensatory type deal?
Why not?
So, who's rating the? Who's doing the tiers?
No, Jackie says. So change the NIL structure.
You want to do the tiers?
Make NIL buyouts again. Okay. You're not making players pay the universities for years. It's basically been slave labor for years in college athletics.
You're not allowed to say that, John.
It's the truth.
There you go.
Go watch South Park. Watch South Park.
There goes JG3.
Yeah.
Well, we compared you to Robert Griffin.
Go
watch South Park.
And watch that episode.
That's the worst
watch
argument
that
I've ever
episode.
Heard.
That's right.
Watch that episode of South Park is your argument?
Actually, they hit the nail on the head, if you want to know the truth.
It's not been slavery,
it's a bunch of
John.
Old white guys.
It's not been slavery.
Matthew Cole.
It is a setup where you get a college education, which, by the way, has gotten a lot more expensive over the years. For a lot of schools, it's $200,000.
You don't know that.
Or 5 years. Yeah, I do. I'm paying for college.
Oh, that's right.
$250,000.
Well, you're talking to an old white guy. Of course you're going to agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to pay for college. Yeah.
Guess what he wants.
It's like $250,000. I mean, I don't know that that's a slave labor.
Send your kid to San Jack for 2 years. It's less expensive.
I get that it's considered restrictive relative to the pro game, the amateur game.
It's not only restrictive, but everybody was making money except the product. That was what the deal was.
Well, they did. They were given, in exchange for this, you get this. There was a given. It was transactional. In exchange for this, you get books, you get a place to live, you get free food, you get a stipend, and you get that. That's always such a disingenuous thing to say that players were slaves and they had. I mean, it's just such an incendiary comment when you get food.
When a coach is making $11 million a year and you're getting books.
First of all, they weren't.
Well, they were. They were making millions and millions. Before this started, coaches were making millions and millions of dollars, and the players were getting books at school. They were the product, and the coaches were.
And by the way, the staff is more than just a head coach. Most coaches aren't making that.
My dad
made $30,000 a year.
Yeah, well,
How much would an offensive coach make today?
He was an offense coordinator at University of Houston. I think he made $45,000 in 1987.
Now some are getting $500,000, $600,000, $700,000.
He can get even higher.
Higher.
You get like $800,000 as an offensive line coach. This has been a phenomenon that's happened over the last 10 to 12 years. When the big money poured in with college football playoffs is when it has spiked. But it's also been – it's relatively new. It's been about 10 years since people – 10 to 12 years, the poaching of coaches, it used to not happen like that. And once it started where, okay, we're going to start stealing coaches, where it started happening like that, and when people started firing coaches faster and creating a more abundant market, that's when it where the demand exceeded the supply. It's where, and when coaches used to have, you used to get 4, 5, 6 years, right? So you didn't have this constant need for buying coaches. Once it turned into the money got so high and there were so much quick firings, that has created a huge market and a demand for coaches now.
Yep.
And so that's what really caused all this spike. Is it? We'll make no mistake, the coaches having the freedom to literally leverage universities is what has caused all of this.
Yep.
It's what caused and the TV money.
All right, we got to break it because we got Beat the Limo Guy next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Justin is red hot. He won one game last week.
And it was enough.
That's how terrible.
You
terrible,
were terrible,
terrible,
Chuck.
Chuck, you're awful. So we got a new player this week, and hopefully they'll beat the limo guy right here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from Cobos Q, where we're going to be here all day long. We want you to come on by on your way to work or at lunch, hang out with us here. I mean, you can't start. Look, we got nice Maestro DeBell. Everybody's all lit up. It's awesome. We love that. We love that y'all came out this morning, but come on out all day long here as we broadcast live from Cobos Q. Right now, I'm talking about mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Did you bet on the Raiders last night? Because that might have been the easiest money ever. It was 35-0 at 28-0 in the first quarter. In the first quarter, it's 28-0. Are you kidding me? That's so much fun when you don't have to sweat it. As a matter of fact, Five Star texted me, "Oh, they hit the over at half." He bet the over last night. It hit the over at the half. That's so fun when you are on the right side. Now, if you had San Diego, I feel bad for you. But if you're betting on San Diego, then that's on you. So here's the deal: is if you're looking for the best way to win and get paid, you got all the NBA action, you got all the NFL action, you got the college bowls that are here. Five Star gave you winners yesterday. You've got bonuses that you're going to get from. You've got parlays that you can get out of early. You've got everything that you could possibly. You want casino gambling with live deals. You got that as well. Everything going on at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. It is the place to pay, to win, play, and get paid. It is mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, mybookie.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.